Unfortunately, we won't know why her shoes were covered in blood until 2019 when the next season comes out.
It's a long time to wait as a Game of Thrones fan, right?
Yeah, like, very long.
I tried to watch it. I turned it off.
Could you not handle
it? I got halfway through Winter is Coming and then I turned it off.
You know what? The very first episode, I struggled to sleep the night I saw the very first episode.
You struggled to sleep?
Yeah, I had trouble sleeping that night. I was so disturbed by what I saw.
Really? I didn't get that far. I thought it was boring. I turned it off. Everyone's going to hate me right now. I've got to give it another go, though.
You should. You should.
And it's a good time to do it because it's hot right now. What's next?
Serena Williams, no big deal, only one of the biggest tennis stars in the world. She's also the mom to the very cute Alexis Olympia. She tweeted something a lot of working moms could relate to. She said, talking about her daughter, she took her first steps. I was training and missed it. I cried.
Aww.
I know. A flood of support from other Twitter users came in. My favorite replies were, she missed you winning 23 Grand Slam titles, but will still know you're the best tennis player of all time. Somebody else said, and I think this is really cute, it's all right. She's just practicing. She wanted to put on a good show for mama. And another Twitter user who's also a mom said, I missed her first steps because a grandparent was standing in front of me. I was right there and I still missed it.
So it's an amazing moment. Was it the same with you with your cats when they took the
first? They were already walking when I got them.
Oh, really? Wow, look at that. And finally,
Brazil is out of the World Cup, which is weird because I was convinced they'd take it back this time. They lost to Belgium on Friday. They didn't make it through. Some experts with a lot of free time on their hand have done the math and they say Neymar Jr. has spent a total of 14 minutes on the ground rolling around this World Cup.
Oh, no.
Which has been the topic of a lot of jokes and memes and conversation.
Of course.
Eric Cantona,
yeah.
Who played for the French national team back in the day, had this to say about Neymar's shenanigans.
Okay, and this is Eric Cantona, the French striker, amazing player, and very, very funny. Here he is.
This is my new luggage. I called it Neymar, because of the color, but mainly because of this. You barely touch it, and it turns round and round for hours. By the way, Neymar, you are a great player and a great actor. But be careful with the continuity mistakes. If you are hit on your right shoulder, you cannot be crying in pain or holding your left shoulder.
Oh, I love him.
He's right, you know.
It's true. Well, they're out now, unfortunately. A lot of people were Brazilian fans here in the UAE.
Yeah.
A lot of people were upset over the weekend.
It was such a surprise. I honestly thought they were going to make it through this time.
I know. It's wide open. England going to be playing Croatia on Wednesday. Looking forward to that. Thank you. That was brilliant. Well done.
Yay.
You should do this all the time. Thank you, Jay Sky. Filling in for Pretty Malik there and doing a fantastic job. What's this? Who's this? Khaled and Normandy. This is Love Lies on Virgin Radio 104.4. 7:48 right now. The Chris Fade Show. The guy's back tomorrow.